You're listening to SBS News.
An emergency General Assembly of the United Nations began with pleas for peace in Ukraine. It came as President Volodymyr Zelensky signed an application for Ukraine to join the European Union, a tactic that could anger Russia's leader Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's UN representative Sergei Kislytsa had this strong message for the world.
If Ukraine does not survive, international peace will not survive. If Ukraine does not survive, the United Nations will not survive. Have no illusions. If Ukraine does not survive, we cannot be surprised if democracy fails next. Now we can save Ukraine, save the United Nations, save democracy, and defend the values we believe in.
He says the Russian invasion is being facilitated by Belarus. Belarusian Foreign Minister Vladimir Markay says it is necessary to continue communications in order to find a resolution.
The Belarusian side is not evading responsibility, as some sources are trying to imply. We are prepared to make our contribution to resolving the crisis.
But after nearly 5 hours, the first round of talks between Russia and Ukraine to discuss a possible ceasefire ended without any immediate agreement. A top advisor to Ukraine's leader and a Russian delegation shared updates about the conversation held in Belarus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he hopes those discussions will put the conflict to rest. But he describes the preparation for Russian nuclear weapons to be placed on high alert as a chilling development.
It's never too late to engage in good faith negotiations and to address all issues peacefully. I hope that the direct talks now taking place between Ukrainian and Russian delegations will produce not only an immediate halt to the fighting, but also a path towards a diplomatic solution.
Mr. Guterres called for solidarity in the face of the worsening humanitarian and refugee crisis, regardless of ethnicity, faith, or race. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is reporting 400 casualties, including at least 100 civilian deaths, and there are fears more lives could be lost as thousands flee to other neighbouring European countries to escape the fighting. International leaders are reacting, with Bulgaria's Prime Minister quickly sacking his Defence Minister for not referring to the fight as a war. Other nations are also responding. The United States is warning it will impose more sanctions on Russia if the fighting escalates. US State Department spokesman Ned Price says there are no signs to suggest Russia is backing down.
No responsible country around the world can be neutral when it comes to Russia's unprovoked, unjustified, needless invasion of Ukraine. And we've seen any number of countries demonstrate very clearly, very vividly, that they are standing on the side of Ukraine.
He also criticized the president of Belarus for allowing Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, to launch attacks against Ukraine from within Belarus. The United States has expelled 12 Russian diplomats at the United Nations over national security concerns. Another meeting is due to be held on the Polish-Belarusian border in the coming days. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.